you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
This is Film Week Marquee here on LAist 89.3. I'm Austin Cross in this week for Larry Mantle, and I'm joined in studio by Christy Lemire with RogerEbert.com and Wade Major with CineGods.com. Let's start off with The Last Voyage of Demeter. Christy.
There's a vampire on the ship. No one gets out alive. It's essentially alien on a boat. It has some scares that are effective. It's kind of hard to see what's going on a lot of the time. Corey Hawkins is good in it. Some of the visual effects are kind of cool, but it feels very creaky and kind of outdated.
Agree completely. It is inspired by a very tiny section of the of Bram Stoker's Dracula, which is to say it's barely inspired at all. You know, a lot of production value, but to very little end.
Next up, we'll talk about Red, White, and Royal Blue. Christy, what did you think?
Very romantic, very sexy. This is the son of the American president and the Prince of England secretly falling in love with each other, but oops, they are both not out, and they got to figure out how to be who they are, both individually and together. So much chemistry between Taylor Zakar Perez and Nicholas Galitzine. You want galas, you want polo matches, you want hot, sexy action. It's all there.
We want it all. Let's talk about Jules. Wade, what do you think?
Jules is basically E.T. with old people, and Ben Kingsley as the Elliot figure here. I mean, it's sweet. It's not going to rock your world, but it's got a lot of great moments, and Harriet Sansom Harris is an absolute scene stealer alongside Jane Curtin and Ben Kingsley.
Chrissy.
Yes, the alien here likes apples instead of Reese's Pieces, but they are very similar. Everyone is really lovely in this, and it could have been like wacky, cutesy, quirky, but there's a lot of emotional authenticity here and great chemistry between the stars.
Let's look at Splice here. That is a projected odyssey. Wave.
This is an absolutely beautiful documentary made by Australian documentarian Rob Murphy, also a veteran projectionist, and he wanted to make a Valentine to film, not the medium, but the actual physical celluloid that represented the entire first century of cinema and how it's being displaced by digital and what we need to do to save it and to preserve the poetry of the format of film. It's wonderful. Dennis Bartok from the American Cinematheque, Leonard Maltin, our good friend, they show up in here as well. Douglas Trumbull, the special effects veteran. So, I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful and hopeful Valentine to cinema.
Let's squeeze in one more. How about Heart of Stone, Wade?
Yeah, Heart of Stone. It's not Mission Impossible. It's Mission Very, Very, Very Difficult with Gal Gadot as the Tom Cruise character here. She's a super spy. She's on a big mission. She's embedded with MI6, but she works for a different organization. And it's a little creepy how close this approximates the plot of the last Mission Impossible.
This is Film Week Marquee. I'm Austin Cross in this week for Larry Mantle. If you missed any of Film Week, you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk about other films such as Heart of Stone, Between Two Worlds, and Aporia. Thanks so much for being with us.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.